The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet, 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Real Debaters. I'm Michael.
I'm Charles.
I'm Jimmy.
I'm Martin.
This week on the show, we have got nothing but gold for you, right, Charles? Right, Jimmy? Right,
I've got a couple impressions.
I got a couple.
We'll start with an easy one. This is Joey, if he was cast in a Timothy Chalamet role.
Joey from Friends?
Joey from Friends.
Got it.
If he was cast in a Timothy Chalamet role. How you doing?
Oh my God!
What do you guys think of that?
You need to email Denny about that.
That was great.
Get that going around the set of Dune 3.
So that's number one. Number two. Since we're talking Oscars today, little spoiler. Since we're talking Oscars today, this is my impression of The Godfather if he was really agreeable. I'm gonna make an offer he can refuse. What do you think of that?
Don't put that in your act.
Work on number one.
Jimmy has a whole...
Stay with Dune.
Jimmy has a one-man Oscar show that
he does
performing.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know he had any...
Let's just not debate the Oscars. Let's have Jimmy do all these impressions for the next hour and a half.
I'm totally down. Scrap the show. What else you got, sir?
That's it today.
Oh, that's it?
This is your demo to host.
Thanks for tuning in. Anyways, welcome back to the show. As Jimmy mentioned, we're doing the Oscars debate this week. We've got the Oscars in a week. March 10th. It's coming up. And we're having a big Oscars party here. We're gonna have Jimmy, we're gonna have Zoe, we're gonna have Charles, we're gonna have Claudia, we're gonna have me, we're gonna have Shauna, we're gonna have Kelly, we're gonna have Chad, we're gonna have Tony, we're gonna have Marcel. Is that 10?
And Carmella, Tony and Carmella.
Sorry,
as
Tony
well.
And Carmella as well. My bad. Yes, yeah, yeah. I decided this year that the last time we did this, me and Ian did it, and we did it as a conversation, and it was a very long episode. And I was like, this is perfect for us, right? This is perfect for a bracket. This is perfect for a round robin type shit. So I was like, no, let's debate who's going to win it this year and see how much we have in common, compare our watch lists, have some fun, and do it in more of an open format. So that's what we're doing for you this week, listener. We're not doing any reviews because we just want to get into the Oscar gold for you, and with that being said, we do have some things we'd like to talk about that we do.
Let's talk about us.
Jimmy, why don't you go first? You've got a new thing going at Handsome Daughter.
Open Mic Comedy is back at the Handsome Daughter. We're going to be doing it March 7th. It'll be once a month, usually at the beginning of the month. We're super excited to be bringing it back. We got karaoke happening afterwards, so if you want to stick around for karaoke, that's fantastic. Please do come check it out. Very excited to be back. Great food. Good atmosphere. It's a lot more fun.
Yeah.
That's the
key. I love
it.
I love a shot across the bow. I love it.
The fun is back.
How can they get in touch with you if they want to show up?
You could follow The Handsome Daughter on Instagram. You could follow me on Instagram. Super easy.
Awesome. Okay. And then with us, we're this corporation of Real Debaters Inc. is just getting bigger and bigger each month.
Damn right.
And we had a blast at Rudy's doing trivia, which we're going to do again and again and again. And Jimmy's also talking to Kenzie about doing a stand-up night there. Can you imagine having some stand-up post-Jets game?
Ooh.
Right?
Oh, God, those people will be rowdy.
That's what we said.
That sounds not the awful.
Best. Okay, pre-Jets game.
A little better. A
little better, okay. But true to Rudy's, we had a good time.
Trudy's
was amazing. But we're going to be back at Little Brown Jug March 22nd, 7 p.m. We're going to do our new four-round format for you. And this is Leading Ladies of Hollywood. We're doing three different genres in a mixed bag. Mixed nuts, as one would say. Good movie with Steve Martin. Great Christmas movie, by the way. First round is going to be action. Leading ladies of action, leading ladies of comedy, and leading ladies of horror. Again, we're doing the thing where Jimmy picks 10, I pick 10. And
it's going to be difficult. You're going to be mad.
I've seen the questions. Some of them need reworking. Some of them need some hints in them, is what we say. So that tickets go on sale for that the first week of March. So you got to subscribe to the show or subscribe to our socials to stay in touch with that. $5. Little Brown Jug is going to be given a prize pack away as well as
they gave
us.
Away a good one last
they
time
did.
Too. There was some beers. There was some merchandise from them. It's nice.
Fun.
And $5.
And Charles, are you almost done school around then?
I am.
Fantastic.
I'm gonna, yeah. Yeah.
It
couldn't come soon enough, to be honest.
Those
with
slave
you.
Drivers are. You can feel the whip cracking less.
Oh yeah. Well, I don't know.
Because we would love
it's somehow harder.
Yeah, we would love to feature you there. You could just come and do the mixed nuts gig. And
okay.
We'll give you the fourth round.
I'll be the
someone's nuts, child.
That's yes, right.
I'm the woman of the year nominee for the show.
Yes. Yes. You're our honorary leading lady of cinema.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can
that's
we
right.
please dress you up? That would, anyway, so that's March 22nd. Follow us. Follow Little Brown Jug. It's a good time. Great beer. Good snacks. Trivia is a lot of fun. And then on the 23rd from 10 to 6, might not be there all day, but we're going to be there a good part of the day. String Bean Comics, which is Mark's thing.
C4.
If you remember C4, C4 was what was before Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Winnipeg Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And through some trials and tribulations, Mark has informed me that they're going to be taking it over and moving it forward from Cobra Collectibles so that it still is a place. It's a community-based Comic-Con.
That's
it's
right. A lot of buy, trade.
Yeah. No, we're not. It's not about shows. It's not about panels. It's about the community and the common comic collector.
That was tough.
That was fucking
that was tough. You nailed it, though.
Thank you. to hang out and talk about collectibles and shit. So we're going to be there talking about collectibles and shit. So if you want to come over...
Common's going to be there collecting comics.
Poker face Common, that Common, or just the guy?
Rapper Common,
don't lie to them.
At the Grammy Award winner,
at the
Oscar
Center.
Award winner.
Common Comic Con.
Common Con.
Common Con.
March 23rd.
Common
Con! 10 to 6 at the Kubota Center in Winnipeg. Mark tells you should be there, so we're telling you you should be there. And again, if you see us, we'll be hanging around in the corner. We'll have some topics for you to come engage with.
Oh, yeah.
Bring your purchases over, talk about them. We want to engage with the community, so this is the easiest way to do it. It's $5 at the door, and
you might find something you like.
You'll definitely find something you like.
Oh,
yeah. Maybe the love
of Common story.
Yeah. And we'll make sure
you'll be entered into a draw to be a Common.
It's huge in the comics. The Common comic book Common fan.
A lot of people don't know that's where he got his name. It's because he's a comic book collector. Yeah.
They call me Common comic book collector. I might as well just call myself Common.
Come on, Common.
Yeah. Common. Oh, my rib.
God, we're good at this.
All right, Martin, what time is that?
Debate time.
At my signal, unleash hell. Push it. Don't push it. I'll give you a war you won't believe.
Goldstein, give me a fat beat to beat my buddy chest.
I know what kind of guy you are. I never would have agreed to work with you.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite? What was that? I'm sorry, I didn't catch you. Would you repeat it?
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Now, the way we're doing this is Jimmy has all the odds.
I've got the Vegas odds for you guys.
Vegas odds.
We're going to be betting a little bit. So we can start with Best Picture. I've found that one if you want to jump right into it.
I think that's a perfect spot.
Should I just read the odds to start, or do you guys want to say your picks, and then I'll tell you the odds?
I think that would be more fun.
Okay.
Let's see what our odds are after our
picks. What I'll say is don't pick Maestro.
Okay. Wow. All right. So my Best Picture, I'll go first.
I loved that movie.
What do I want to win? I want the holdovers to win. What do I think will win? I will put down in concrete is Common Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer.
I think Oppenheimer is going to win. There's too much buzz behind its media campaign. He's never won one before. He's accepted them honorarily for Heath Ledger. Like, he's dancing around the pool.
And don't worry, everybody. This whole episode's not going to be, we pick Oppenheimer to get everything.
No.
Probably.
Like, we'll tell you what we want. We'll tell you what we know, right?
Yeah.
That's because not what's going to win is necessarily what we
like. I'll tell you, Mike, they got Oppenheimer at 1.05, so every dollar you bet, you'd get 5 cents back.
Wow.
Whoa.
That is... That tells me I'm kind of right.
That.
They are not letting you win money on a Common Oppenheimer.
What is Maestro at?
Maestro, for every dollar you'd bet, you'd get $101.
I'm going Maestro. Wow.
Are you going off? No, you can't go off the odds.
No, I'm just kidding. That's so stupid.
What are the odds? I'll take
that's
one.
That's so dumb. Bradley Cooper's the only one betting on that.
Oh, shit. Okay, Charles, you go next. Who's your pick?
So I do agree with you. I think Oppenheimer is going to win. Like, yeah. I think it's just got the fucking Oscar buzz thing all yeah. over it.
It's the story behind the movie.
Well, and so far, every best picture it's been nominated for in other awards, it's won. Yeah. So,
but that makes me think it's not going to win.
I mean, the Oscars does that sometimes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sometimes
that's a stupid idea.
Sometimes they're like La La Land, and then they're like, no, actually.
It's Moonlight.
No, that's Warren Beatty.
The card said both. I didn't know.
Somebody put a question mark.
That was my favorite part of that is there's all this chaos and he's still like, guys, just so we're clear, it's not my fuck up.
It said, it was like a movie line. He read it. It said, in brackets, dramatic effect.
Pause for applause. Okay. I want Barbie to win, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think Oppenheimer, but I go Barbie.
The odds on Barbie are 41 for every dollar.
Wow. All right.
Might be worth it.
Yeah.
But, like, is that a commercial success win for you, or is that because you really like the picture?
Oh, no, I was blown away by it. I don't know about a lot of other people.
From start to finish.
I knew I was going to watch it because of Greta and, like, you know, the cast and everything.
Yeah.
But I really did not expect it to be as insightful as it was. You know what I mean?
Impossible not to enjoy.
Oscar bait themes throughout it, right? Plus some inclusive shit, too, that needs to be in there. Like,
and the
it's a great spread of everything.
The whole point of Best Picture is if you're going to watch a movie of the year, it should be that one. And not saying, like, Oppenheimer isn't deserving.
That's true, yeah.
But Barbie to me is a movie where I'm like, everyone should actually make the time to watch this movie.
Well, and see, that's why I say Holdover. Sorry to Bogart here, but, like, the Holdovers, I watched it last night, and Jimmy's been just like, Jimmy,
I need
my
to
ear
watch
about
it.
Why it's so good. And you sit there and like Alexander Payne, I love Sideways. Like Sideways is the
phenomenal
movie, it's the movie that taught me to watch a movie a different way.
Yeah.
And that right? Did that win Best Picture?
I don't.
Did Sideways win?
I think it won. Giamatti won.
Right.
And then I think it won Script.
And that's why I think it'll win this year is because
adapted
Sideways
screenplay.
Did. Oh,
I don't know.
It's based off of a book.
Oh, it
so
is.
It
okay, so then, but I think it did. I think because he wrote it. Because Alexander Payne wrote it.
Yeah. Anyways, so that's why, same thing. You want something that's endearing and sweet, not something that's a commercial success.
And it's real. It's a kind of real that you don't expect.
Yeah.
Like, Sideways is so bizarre, but it's not bizarre in a way where you're like, that can never happen.
It takes you out of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
It's just like, this is the way people react to really weird situations, but they're such real characters that you can't help but like.
That's why I think Holdovers is going to win, because Sideways didn't get it then, and they tend to do that.
That's good. I like that.
Interesting. Let me remember. Okay, so that's your pick.
And
okay,
and Holdovers is $17 for every dollar you bet.
That's not bad.
Really, eh?
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
So you put
all.
$5 on it, you get $85.
That's pretty good.
You love Giamatti.
I love Paul Giamatti so much.
He's one of the best.
I was introduced to him through Big Fat Liar.
Yeah.
That's right.
Where he blew himself.
And what is it? Alexis Sisevich.
And Frankie Muniz.
I can't wait to cut that.
And he was everyone's favorite rhino for a minute there.
How about he's everyone's favorite orangutan in Planet of the Apes?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
The range of this man. Oh, yeah. Martin, what do you think?
I like Barbie. I thought that was my favorite picture of the year, but I got to go with Oppenheimer.
I mean,
I'm not.
At 1.05, you mean Maestro? That's hard to bet against. That's hard to bet against.
I hear Maestro there?
Filling out the rest, zone of interest.
What are the odds on Oppenheimer
winning? On Oppenheimer, you get so if you bet $5, you would get $5.25.
Oh, my God.
Clean 25 cents.
Oh, my God.
You would get 25 cents back.
That's fucking
hilarious. Yeah, so zone of interest is what?
They got Zone of Interest at 29, Anatomy at the Fall of the Fall at 34.
Fucking hate that movie.
Flower Moon at 67.
Yeah, I loved your review.
American Fiction, Past Lives, all at 67.
Fucking hate Anatomy of the Fall.
I'm just happy because we almost went and saw it in theaters, and after I saw your review, I was like, wow.
They got that ahead of Barbie.
I would have hated.
Really?
Vegas Odds got that ahead of Barbie.
Wow.
So.
Well, Vegas hates women, so.
As it turns out, yeah.
Unless they're on a pole.
This whole time.
So does Hollywood.
Unless they're on a lap. I mean, Killers is the only other one I think that we all kind of think
that might be worth a bet, though.
Yeah,
if you're gonna throw some money down.
So I did you guys see it?
Yes.
I really liked it. I did
I
really like
it.
That doesn't, Martin. Go,
I never finished it.
Why couldn't you finish it?
I don't know. It just
it's too heavy.
I don't know. Maybe it's too long. It just midway through the movie, like I got to the part where the sister dies, and I'm just like, cool.
You're the worst at funerals.
I do agree with De Niro's nomination, though. I will say that.
Oh,
I thought he was the best part.
He surprised the shit
Lily
out of
Gladstone,
me.
I think. Well, we'll get to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I could see Flowers winning, and I wouldn't be disappointed, is what I'm saying.
Also, so past lives in American Fiction. I know.
I really want to see American Fiction because the cast looks phenomenal.
Do you guys know the story?
That's the Jeffrey Wright.
Yeah.
He writes in it.
So I just saw the interview with the director talking about it, and it's brilliant how it inspired it.
So a guy is a writer, and he had a hit, but he can't come back to his level of stardom. So instead of writing a book that he's capable of writing, he dumbs himself down. And writes this like
teen fiction,
almost. Like,
yeah,
it's like literary
sells, trash like sellout,
him.
Like sellout shit.
Okay. But the sellout shit,
it explodes.
It explodes.
Of course it does.
Right, yeah. And everyone loves it. And then all of a sudden, he's like, "Is this who I want to be as an author, or is this who?"
Because that's how you'll be remembered.
And the director said what inspired it was he wrote a script, and the feedback he got was, "Can you make this character blacker?"
What does that mean?
Exactly. And that's what he said. He was like, what? So he went back to the studio and he was like, I'm just curious, what does that mean? Like, what does blacker look like to you guys? And then the next day,
white men.
The script, it was just vetoed. Like, that comment was removed and it was never brought
Big
up.
Big surprise.
Yeah. And then he said it inspired him in this whole idea of like, that's part
of
the exploration in American fiction about it. Yeah. Because could you imagine that? And that was the reaction I had when I saw that. I was like, what does that
Unacceptable.
Mean? Yeah, and he's black, right? So when he saw that, it was like, what?
Why?
Yeah,
would
and
you?
That was a real thing they left
that's like
on
a
the script.
That's like an ugly racist moment from Babylon where they make him paint his face black.
Yeah.
In the
30s. I still have to see that movie.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Ooh, it'll drive you nuts.
It'll drive you nuts. I love it.
Well,
it makes me hate it. 1930s
Hollywood is fucking wild.
A lot of puke, a lot of shit, a lot of coke, a lot of tits.
Murder. Really,
there's no holding back.
Man,
yeah.
Black Dahlia happened there for a reason.
Yeah. In broad daylight.
Yeah.
Black Dahlia, but could you make it blacker?
Yeah. Do you think you can make it blacker?
Can
like,
you,
that's
can you
crazy.
Make it flat Black Dahlia?
But yeah, I just saw that interview this morning.
In the sequel to Black Dahlia.
Blacker Dahlia.
You asked for it. We brought it.
So we all agree Oppenheimer's probably taking it.
Yeah,
I'd say so.
As unfortunate as that is.
I have a question, though. If Barbie did win, would Greta get to go up? She's a part of that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'd imagine so.
Everybody goes up for Best Picture.
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. So moving on. Next category is Best Director.
Best Director.
The odds. Not in there. Somehow the odds on this are even more hilarious.
Are we allowed to add Bradley Cooper?
But can't, like, see,
that's the writing. I don't know if you're going to get it, man.
What are the odds?
I have a point about that. Like, you can be the director and the actor, but no one's ever going to nominate you for both.
Yeah. Has that ever happened? I don't think so.
I don't think, if it has, it hasn't happened for a long time. That's
Woody
like,
Allen.
That's
no,
like
no.
Eddie,
oh my God.
That's like Eddie Murphy hosting SNL while still being a cast member.
Right. Yeah, that's fair. That's
you
a good
know,
way
like,
to put
you
it.
You can't be awarded for two sides of a film that are the leading reasons why that film probably
Jackie
performs.
Moon could do it. Owner, player, coach. Jackie Moon.
See, yeah, there you go.
Wait, yeah, Roberto Benigni won for film. No, for actor.
For actor.
But not for director.
But not for director.
Yeah.
So let's read the nominees for Best Director. We got, obviously, Christopher Nolan. We got Yorgos Lanthimos.
Hey, someone said it right.
We got Scorsese. We got Justine Treat. And Jonathan Glazer.
You don't pronounce her name right. I hate her movie. Okay. I'm sure she's a great director, but
you
I hate
don't her pronounce
her
name right.
I
hate it.
I got to read you the odds for Christopher Nolan. For every dollar you would bet, you would get 2 cents back.
Wow.
So the odds are highly in his favor that he's going to win this category. What do you guys think? Let's start with Martin.
What can I say? It's going to be Oppenheimer. Can I add? Are we adding people into this?
Yeah,
can
who
I,
else would you like to see
Bradley.
Besides Oppenheimer?
Bradley.
Didn't Jimmy say that we weren't going to do an Oppenheimer stream?
Well, fuck, man. These are just the Vegas odds. Personally, if it's me, I really think it's going to be Yorgos. I really do.
Nice.
They've got him at 13. I think I really think he could take
the
it.
The Oscars likes him ever since The Favorite and The Lobster.
To
like
my,
they like him.
They really like him.
To Martin's point, I think it's going to happen because he's written Oppenheimer. He's directed Oppenheimer. He just hasn't started.
You know, it's pretty easy to write a movie about things that have already happened. oh, boy. That's difficult. He's you just read a Wikipedia you know ass.
Nolan's at a point now. He's the Leo of directors. He always gets nominated, well, but he never
see,
wins.
That's
so
it. That's
is
why
he
I...
going to do his clean? Like, is this his year?
I think it looks like
this is his year.
I think so too.
I think it's Yorgos
it was
too.
A good movie.
Yes.
I never felt bored.
Yeah, no, but don't get me wrong. Like, Oppenheimer was great. Yeah,
I was bored at some points.
That's fair.
Did you see Poor Things?
I still need to watch that.
Never be bored.
I still need to watch that.
You guys will not be bored with Poor Things.
I saw a snippet of Mark Ruffalo, and I was blown away even just by him.
Okay.
I was like, whoa.
I looked over at Jimmy, and I was like, wow, this is the seventh time people have been fucking in this movie.
Yeah, I heard about
there's
that.
There's a lot of fucking.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And there is a lot of full frontal nudity.
Yeah. Yep.
And there is a lot of self-exploration.
That sounds so like Yorgos, though. That he really is into that.
What I'm going to pick is what Martin said. I'm going to pick Oppenheimer, but I want Yorgos to win.
Yeah, I think I'm in the same boat. I'm going to bet on Yorgos.
So because I haven't seen Poor Things yet, and I just have a soft spot.
Look right over here.
I said Scorsese.
Perfect example of a poor thing.
I said Scorsese.
Okay.
I would never be, it's like Spielberg winning or John Williams. Like, I'm never going to be upset if they win an Oscar. Like,
thank you for breaking the trend here. Jimmy, so Yorgos, Oppenheimer,
I'm going Yorgos.
You're going Yorgos too. Okay, all right. What's next on the
best adapted screenplay?
So for anybody out there who's wondering what adapted means versus original, adapted is off of a previous piece of something, a short.
Not a book apparently.
No, not a book.
Can
a book
be a toy apparently.
Yeah. And it's pretty much the same
well,
movies
see,
from Best Picture.
There's a point of contention with that, Charles.
Yeah, I know.
Because adapted screenplay is based off of a toy.
Right.
But it's also nominated. Barbie is being adapted, but it should be original.
You think so?
That's what the
I think
because there's no. Is there Barbie source material?
No, there isn't.
There's no Barbie.
Not
book.
For what Greta did. Like they have animated cartoons for kids,
and they had
and
a
they probably have little
series.
Animated
yeah.
books for kids. But I don't know if that's
I guess
her
that counts.
Source. I guess they're considering it like the same way you would look at comics for an Iron
yeah.
Man movie.
Yeah.
I guess.
I think that counts.
I guess so.
It does. It just pisses off some people.
Yeah.
It's
not
both
the same.
Sides of it. It's not the same.
It's absolutely
like,
not the
no,
same.
No, because I don't think Greta, like,
no,
you know.
Of course.
I don't think
she's not reading through these books being like, this is what I need to fucking make a movie
about. You think Noah Baumbach was like, can we get the crate of Barbie comics sent to our house? Yes,
well,
maybe.
What I love is they obviously got material from Mattel and they used it. Like, when they're throwing the wardrobe and they have that beautiful way of freezing the clothes and showing this is Barbie's blah 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 theme, like that was funny, but that's from like Mattel providing them stuff. That's not from like a book that they're
exactly,
you know what I mean? Anyways,
yeah, because American Fiction's a book.
American Fiction is the
I believe it's
top odd getter
top
right
really
so it is eh
if you're gonna place a bet that you'd get 60
well, cause what?
You would get 65 cents back for every dollar for American Fiction. Then we got Oppenheimer at number 2 at 275, Barbie at number 3 at 650, Poor Things at 10, and Zone of Interest at 41.
I would just like to state for the record, Your Honor, that we are not taking a rake. We are not a casino to anybody.
We are now sponsored by FanDuel.
Yeah.
By DraftKings.
Get in.
Okay, Martin, what do you think for best adapted?
I've got to go with Barbie on this one.
I think that'd be a good bet.
That's my pick.
Do you know why
I think
that?
It's like a midway bet. You know what I mean? It's a midway bet. It's like not even, you can still get some money out of it.
I also,
I'm going with Barbie.
Absolutely.
I feel like it's also the Oscars can do it and Greta goes up and they can be like, see, we're not evil.
We don't hate women.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I hate to say that, but in this world that we live in, if
very
she's
possible.
Not getting director,
right, not even
she
a nominee,
wrote it, you're going to see a ton of stacked votes to be like, this deserves Oscar gold.
Of course.
And it's an upset, but it wouldn't be that much of
and
one.
It's 1 of 5 instead of 1 of 10.
Yeah.
Can we
and
also
1 of 10 is way harder.
Commend how ballsy it was that she wrote the script with the actor's name. Like, it actually says Barbie Margot Gosling Ken before they even agreed on it. That's the script she sent them. Like, yeah, both of them, because they were asked about the audition process and they're like, well, there wasn't one because the script
was
already
written.
Like, it says Barbie Margot and it says Gosling Ken. Like, yeah.
I think it was already set in stone.
Right. So she's like, it was one of those things where I'd feel like a dick if I said no. Right.
Jeez.
Like, yeah, I think.
Are we all going Barbie?
We're all going Barbie.
Yeah.
Wow, right on.
Because I guess Oppenheimer's based on history.
That's
the adapted.
It's based on a book.
But like a book,
gotcha.
Like an autobiography?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's based on his playing cards.
what do we call it here at The Real Debaters?
A biopic?
Yeah.
A biopic.
A biopic?
I like a biopic.
A biopic.
Okay, so
that sounds like a camera that goes in your ass.
Yeah, it does sound like a medical treatment.
And now we're doing the biopic.
Out your mouth.
Yeah, I went in for my biopic this afternoon, Shauna. How
great.
Was it, dear?
I was out.
It came out my mouth.
It hurt.
Biopic.
Yeah. I watched it go in one place and come out another. Okay,
the
what's
feed
next?
Was wild.
We've got best original screenplay.
So they're going in order of. Okay, I like what they're doing here. So best original
screenplay. Give us the odds on the top.
So we got Anatomy of a Fall at 145. We got Holdovers at 260. Past Lives at 11. Maestro at 41. And May December at 41.
See, May December is
based on. Yeah.
That's based on the teacher fucking the student.
Yeah.
Right?
That wasn't a book.
That was real life.
That was a news article.
That was real life.
Yeah, they even cast it.
How come that, if it's based on a news article? Because
they're not playing
why
them.
Why isn't that an adapted screenplay?
Because it's not the names. I don't think it's actually them. It's just
it's
very
inspired
clearly.
By.
That's so much worse.
It is.
Personally, I think that's
casted
so many times throughout history.
Yeah,
that's true.
They even casted the people to be the same. Like, she had an affair with a Filipino student, and the kid is Filipino.
So it's
like you're making
it. Is it inspired by, or are you just?
You basically were like, "Hey,
look at Martin." He's like, "Yeah."
He's basically like, "Hey, can we get the rights to your story?" And they're like, "No." And they're like, "Hey, well, we'll do it anyways. I'll just change the names, I guess."
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's
and is that all it takes?
I know it's Hollywood.
That's
is that
taking
all
liberties.
Like, apparently, is that all you have to do. Yeah, just change the names.
I think so.
It's
that's annoying.
Lawyer shit. Yeah. You know what I think it's going to be? I think Holdovers is going to win this one.
I do too.
It's too
That's
heartwarming.
What I voted.
It's too endearing. It's too. Okay, so.
I like, said that or Maestro.
Past Lives.
Stop it.
Past Lives is a romance, a hard romance. I watched the trailer for
last night.
Almost
I haven't
watched
seen it.
Maestro. I mean, okay, sure.
Bradley drives me crazy.
But again, no one wants to give Bradley anything. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it. Anatomy of a Fall, too fucking boring. But the Holdovers has all the zhuzh that I think. So
I think
I'm
that'd
going
be worth
also,
it.
Also, this is Payne, like Alexander Payne's, like this is what he does. He loves the script writing.
This
is
absolutely
on another level.
Did you guys,
so,
did you guys hear the story about, well, you'll, this is, so they auditioned over 800 Tullys.
Oh, yeah.
The lead character.
Yeah.
The younger boy who gets left behind on the ski trip, which is so horrible. Like, you think they're all going to suffer together, and then it's like, no.
Nope. And then they find Dominic Sessa.
That was a great twist. Sorry. So,
that's okay.
anyways, they went through 800 kids.
Trying to find them one.
They went to the school that they're filming at and asked for their theater department if anybody would be interested.
Oh, and those are the worst kids
it's
to
get. Fucking 17-year-old kid in a theater class at the school. Who's playing across from big old Paul G.
Well,
he's
incredible.
A nobody.
I was wondering
nobody,
too, because I'm like,
it.
I have never seen this kid before,
it
so
was
I was curious.
It was so real.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
His performance was just
I got the
perfect.
Bumps right now, man. Like the
when he broke his arm. Like,
right?
I saw a clip.
You were supposed to take care of me.
The only
what was that, Martin?
We're competing best original screenplay. You got to stay on topic.
Yeah, we are. We're talking Holdovers.
We're talking Holdovers.
Acting is good, but that doesn't mean, like, that's not screenplay.
But the actor
okay, hang
can
on,
only
hang on,
go
hang on,
off
hang
how
on,
well
Martin,
the dialogue is
Martin,
written.
What's your pick?
I'm going to go with May, December, just because
Filipino
in it.
That's a big that'd be a big upset, too.
That'd be a huge upset.
I'd say if you're going with that, you put some money on that. You put $2 on that, Martin, you'll come back with 80.
Holy
shit. I'm putting 10.
Holy shit.
I want all the McDoubles.
How much for Maestro?
Same.
Okay, yeah. Bradley, I'll give you something.
Yeah,
that's it, right? Like you throw $2 on it.
Why
man?
Not? Fuck.
That's what I do.
All right, round one is done. Let's move on. What's next? Best actor.
Oh my God, Bradley actor. Cooper's actually nominated. Oh my God, that's funny.
Is best actor?
Is best Jimmy, actor? Yes.
Off the top, just name all the odds for the for each category off the top of the topic.
Okay, so for best
this
actor,
is how he's betting.
we obviously Killian at 125, barely worth betting on. Paul Giamatti at 340, Bradley Cooper at 13 somehow, Coleman Domingo at 58, and Jeffrey Wright at 71.
Wow!
Somehow they have Bradley Cooper.
I love Jeffrey Wright.
Me too. I really can't
amazing.
Believe those odds.
Like I haven't even seen American Fiction, but I'm like he deserves a nomination.
I know. I thought he
he's
absolutely
an amazing
deserves
actor.
It, but putting him at 71 just seems astronomical.
It feels that Killian's. Like Killian's
maybe it's just too bright.
Like I don't mean to be a dick, but I was not really. There wasn't anyone really in Oppenheimer that I was like performance wise. Like maybe Florence Pugh that I was like, whoa, blown away with. Not that they did
great
bad.
Sex scenes, Florence.
Not that they did
was
bad,
scene,
but
Charles?
Yeah, it was a which nude scene?
It just
of the
blew
five?
All I'll say is I didn't get Emily Blunt. That one I didn't understand.
Yeah, she.
I love Emily Blunt, but that was not a role that
but
I was
to
like,
be Emily
wow,
Blunt.
Nominate that. Like, nope, I don't even remember in it. I remember getting mad.
It's gonna be be Killian or it's gonna be Paul, I think.
You think so?
And I think Paul, like I read an article title. I haven't seen it yet, but apparently he is part of the wonky eye. Like that's not all cosmetic. That might be a little bit of him too.
Oh,
I haven't read
funny.
I saved the article. I haven't read it yet, but
okay.
It led to
I think that's where my bet's gonna go to.
Yeah.
Is Paul.
I've been on the Killian train the whole time, but now when you see other shit and you see it closer
you get it,
right? Like you have no frame of reference, but then all of a sudden I see Paul act and like he's crotchety and he's
when
old.
He throws that football into the snow.
And then runs.
He's just.
There are things that he does with his character that you're just like
it's
not
the physical
needed.
Acting.
Yeah, it is. It
Giamatti
is
one of those actors that no matter what he's in, you know he's going to bring a good performance.
Absolutely.
So you're excited to see him on screen. You know what I mean,
Martin? What about you?
I'm going with Giamatti because of the In-N-Out picture. That's why. That's
this man deserves it. He's
honestly,
just like us.
If Giamatti doesn't get it, I wouldn't be disappointed if Killian, because Killian's obviously never won.
I think it's going to go between
Jeffrey Wright would be wild,
like
too.
That picture just made him even more.
Oh, yeah. It's so relatable.
Tuxedo eating it in and out. Like,
with it, and just with it on its fucking, on the desk.
No
like,
one
on
with
the
him
table.
Either. No one's sitting with him either. He's by himself.
And then when it went viral, he loved that it went viral.
Wait,
like,
I think that
great.
Was his wife across from him.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah. I mean, you going to In-N-Out Burger by yourself, whether or not you win, kind of depressing.
Go through the drive-thru.
It's amazing. It's never a bad time.
It's good enough that I don't think it is. It's good.
Burger King. Just don't eat inside. You got to go through the drive-thru.
Yeah. And then use the award to order with.
What do you guys think would happen if Bradley Cooper won?
Oh, mass riots. It would be like the Vancouver riots.
Mass riots.
Dude, it'd be like 80s in L.A.
Yep.
Except there'd be it would be like
destruction.
It would be white rich asshole.
No, you know
riots.
What happened? It'd be Inglorious Bastards. They'd lock everyone in there
and burn
they'd
it
set
to the
that
ground.
Whole fucking thing on fire.
It'll be the biggest riot since OJ.
Yeah. And OJ wasn't even invited.
And it'll be Bradley Cooper at the back of the
Wait,
theater.
Isn't Naked Gun 3 all about the Oscars? How the Oscars, there's going to be a bomb at the Oscars.
33 and a third.
That's right.
That's totally right.
So this is going to be this Oscars.
How was OJ not nominated?
I don't see, again.
For OJ.
You've got a guy, okay, who's playing actor and director. That should have its own category. Like, you should let actors act and direct if you want. Because I feel it splits the differential too much between do you give it to them for directing but then nominate them for acting, or do you nominate them for acting and not nominate them for directing? Like, it's...
But that's when I say they should have a separate category for just best actor in a biopic. Because if you look back in the last 20 years, majority of the wins are someone who portrayed a living person.
Yeah, it usually does.
It's ridiculous.
Which is why it's his only hope.
Yeah, that's why I think he did it.
Think Jax whatever from A Star Is Born was Oscar
I
worthy?
Liked that role better than this.
Oh,
I'll
man,
take
that role.
I take that role more seriously than this. This to me looks too much like give me an Oscar.
Just want to see
give me a fucking Oscar.
So for turn around one more time.
Look at you, you're on the screen, I'm peeing.
I think for best actor we're all going either Paul or Killian, right?
I'm Paul.
Pretty easy.
Paul
or
Killian.
Paul.
And then I want my wild card to be Jeffrey Wright.
Yeah. That would be absolutely nice.
Yeah.
Good for him if he gets it. Let's move on to best supporting actor. This is where it gets a little bit more fun,
I think. One of the hardest categories.
This is where it starts
getting
fun.
This one's going to be
tough. So we got RDJ at 105, barely worth betting on. Gosling at 875, Ruffalo at 18, De Niro at 19.5, and Sterling K. Brown at 27.
I know Sterling K. Brown has some serious fucking acting chops.
Oh, yeah, he's amazing.
I loved him in the OJ series.
Yeah.
I loved him in This Is Us.
He was the best Cochran they could have ever gotten.
Oh,
like,
well, he wasn't Cochran. He was the prosecutor. Cochran was
the defense attorney.
Was Stace Sterling?
I thought
Sterling K.
Brown
was defense.
Oh,
what's his face?
David Schwimmer was Robert Kardashian.
David Schwimmer was Robert Kardashian.
I thought Sterling
John Travolta was.
I thought Sterling K. Brown was the was Cochran.
He was Christopher Darden.
Oh,
Darden. Yes,
he was
Darden. Yes, he's one of my favorite guest appearances in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
He has so much fun with what he does. Even in the Aliens one,
he's the one who's like
Aliens movie, like.
Oh, Predator.
Predator. The Predator movie?
He was great.
With aliens in it?
Yes.
Let's start with you, Charles, because you said that
performances
from Oppenheimer didn't really get you going, but they have RDJ at 105.
I did love RDJ. I did love RDJ, and I did really like his performance. This is tough, man, because I also
I love everybody on this list.
I loved Gosling and Barbie.
Yeah.
I've really seen
every performance except Sterling.
De Niro was incredible. Yeah. Like, De Niro surprised the shit out of me.
You hate De Niro. You hate him.
Killers.
You love to hate him.
Martin, what about you?
I'm a toss-up between De Niro and Gosling.
Yeah, wow. I like that. I'll go those odds.
Really?
I'll go those odds. I think it's going to be Downey Jr.
I think so, too.
I think Downey Jr. is going to win, but I want Gosling or De Niro.
But, okay, can I just say this?
And if Ruffalo won, I would be really excited, too, because I love Mark Ruffalo a lot.
This is all about performances this week. Jimmy started the show with impressions, so you've got...
De Niro.
They were good.
You're going to meet me.
What did you happen to say to Einstein that persuaded him to not say anything to me? Right? Like, that's... Like, there are some deep...
It's so...
He was good.
What's the word? Like...
He's such a shitheel.
It's not... It's almost pathetic. You know what I mean? Where
he's so desperate.
Yeah, that's it. That's the word I'm looking for. Where he's just like, why doesn't he?
There's
like
a cottage
me?
Over here for I you wish and your lovely like wife me. And two children.
Why doesn't he love me?
And he plays it so well because it's a little bit of that stark insecurity.
I don't think.
Right?
Yeah. I don't think you want to go up against me, Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
But then on the other side of that, you're competing against. Patriarchy.
Yeah, like
you're competing against horsepower and manliness.
That was so good.
Like it is
so good.
It is a Ken performance, amazingly done. But
also no one expected him to sing.
Can it knock off an Oppenheimer? Can it knock off RDJ?
I don't know.
Nobody else.
I like Gosling because like he can play serious and funny.
He can.
Also, he's like
the range.
He's bringing out he's bringing out his comedy more and more lately, and I love it. Yeah. And like, does Mark Ruffalo sing in Poor Things?
He does not sing, but I'll tell you, he's pretty funny.
I hear his performance is wicked, and
also,
I love Ruffalo,
and also so pathetic.
Oh,
it's so great.
He's a womanizer who is just all his confidence is gone when he runs into Emma's character.
What I will,
and he just turns into a fuckboy. Like he just gets taken along
big
for a ride.
Fuck boy.
What
big
I will say is, I'm excited that Gosling's going to perform. I'm just Ken regardless.
Don't talk about it yet. We'll get there.
But yeah, no, I agree. I like Martin. I'm going with your odds too. Like, I really want Gosling to take it or De Niro. I think that would be cool.
If it's me, man, I'm going De Niro all the way.
I'm riding
the De Niro train because who knows if he's going to get another one.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think the Academy is going
to
keep that in mind.
He spent 15 years of his life dedicated to a character that paid him, made him a value and a commodity, but didn't do anything for what he's good at, which we forget Chaplin.
Oh, you're talking Downey Jr.?
I'm talking Downey Jr. We forget that he almost popped with Chaplin.
Yeah.
Well, because he got nominated, right?
He got nominated, and there was a big, tight race, but they didn't want to give it to him.
But
a
part of
it,
so you think
I was
going to
say...
I think this is, again...
This is the full redemption story for him.
Him and Nolan.
Yeah.
I want Robert Downey, man. Robert Downey or Gosling. I'm happy with both.
Yeah.
I'm happy with
that. That's what I mean. Like, seeing Robert Downey Jr. win this Oscar, it's not like it's not deserved. 100% it is.
Oh,
and if there was a role to give him an Oscar, I'm like, this is his role.
They
sure.
They but both deserve, like, but when you weigh the performances, you have...
It's also, comedy doesn't win a lot. You rarely have a comedic performance winning an Oscar.
A rom-com to win for a supporting role?
Yeah.
Or a horror movie
for
makeup?
No. Well, Best Actress. Yeah. Jennifer...
Jason Lee.
No. Silver Linings Playbook. Didn't she win for
Jennifer
that?
Jennifer
Lawrence.
But see that more as a dramedy. Like, I would never say Barbie's a dramedy,
that's more,
right?
That's more true. Sunshine Cleaning, Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah, like, and don't get me wrong, I'm not taking away from those performances, but it's the dramatic edge.
It's comedy second.
Right, but Barbie is like, he is an idiot the whole movie, and he got nominated
for
a reason.
How dare you? I relate to him so much.
I think Jennifer Jason Lee is my first favorite Jason Lee. And then it's Jason
Lee.
Yeah, I think.
And then Bruce Lee?
It could go either way.
Do we just get into the Lees after?
Just the Jason Lees.
Lees. Martin, final thoughts?
Who's your favorite Lee?
I think we've covered it pretty good. I mean, like I said, I think we all know what we want, but...
We know what's going to happen.
We all know what probably was going to happen, so...
Let's move on to Best Actress, then. We've got Emma Stone at 140. We got Lily Gladstone at 275.
Nice.
Sandra Hüller at 15.
Hüller.
Carrie Mulligan at 26. And Annette Bening at 51.
It's German, so I believe it's Hüller.
You yell it. I'm going Gladstone.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be honest with you guys, I'm going Gladstone every time.
I think Emma Stone's going to take it.
But she's not a Gladstone.
But I think Lily is the one that should. Lily was incredible.
I want Emma to win it because Emma did stuff.
That role was
things.
Great. Her baby acting is phenomenal.
You, when you tell a human adult to act as a baby but be in adult form, the left brain, right brain shit that one
person.
So it's
kind of like Frankenstein-ish.
Oh, it's all Frankenstein.
It is.
So
with
with a lovely lemon twist.
Cool. You're really going to like it.
Cool. You're going to love it.
I mean, Emma Stone's an incredible
actress.
Did you
like The Lobster?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're
going to
love
it. I like
it.
The only movie of his I did not like was Dogtooth for a very valid reason.
Everybody doesn't like Dogtooth.
It is so fucked up. That's the only one I haven't liked.
Yeah, you don't have to watch that.
But I like all his other movies. I haven't seen The Favorite yet, but I know it's good.
Yeah.
Like, Claudia loved it, so I'm like, I gotta...
Who's in that one?
That's the one with, Emma Stone, Rachel Weisz, and the queen, the one that played...
Oh, the one that's
Maggie...
in the queen. She
was in Hot Fuzz.
Points if you get it.
Oh, God.
She was in fucking Hot Fuzz. That's how I always knew her.
Oh,
Emma.
What is her name?
Darcy.
She's the only lady cop in Hot Fuzz. They make that joke all the time.
Points if you get it.
Jennifer
Jason Leigh.
Fuck, I don't know this. What's her name?
I'm trying to remember. We'll Anna Coleman.
Emma Coleman.
I know that.
Because she was in that movie. Is it the lady that was in that movie with Peter Dinklage?
The station agent?
Oh, she's in. She's been in. What's it called? The stupid Disney Plus Marvel show, Secret Wars. She was in that.
Emilia Clarke.
I'm not going to Google it.
Amelia Clark? No, not Amelia Clark.
No.
There's
that,
somebody
she's
at
from
home.
Game of Thrones, but Anna,
somebody at home is going crazy.
Someone at home is just screaming
Coleman.
At us right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Michael, who do you think
Secret
is going to
get
it?
Secret Invasion.
So you guys all said Lily Gladstone.
I'm thinking Gladstone for sure.
I'm going to...
Not a doubt in my
mind.
Here's
the thing. Please,
I really like Carey Mulligan.
I saw Naiad and loved it.
Okay.
It was what I was going to review this week if we had time. But Naiad, it's a true story. It's about a 61-year-old woman who swam from Cuba to Florida. It took her 5 times, and she did it on the 6th.
Whoa.
And she did it like in incredibly harsh terrain. And,
holy
like,
shit.
Like it. Jodie Foster's her best friend who becomes her coach. And Annette Bening is playing the
Olivia woman. Coleman. Sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry.
This episode wasn't going to go well.
Sorry.
Was, points for Charles.
That was stuck in my head. Sorry.
Delayed reaction.
Sorry.
But
how do you get Julie?
Emma.
Pretty close.
But it uses found footage from the real Naiad lady and mixes it in with the current attempt. So the found footage is her at her beginning of her career.
Right.
And like dominating long distance swimming and marathon swimming.
Yeah.
And then the movie is about the end of her career trying to make a comeback. And they combine the two.
So is Annette Bening playing that woman?
Annette Bening's playing
I see.
Yes,
are you saying you're going to Annette Bening?
No.
That'd be a huge bet.
It would Annette Bening is Hollywood royalty. She's married to the idiot who fucked the Oscars.
Is she still with Warren Beatty?
Still with Warren Beatty.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right?
Damn, that's a Hollywood power. Hollywood power couple.
I bet you behind the scenes they control everything.
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah.
What did Warren and Annette say?
He wanted La La Land. That was the first dispute ever.
Yeah. So I want Annette to get it because it is a
she's a great actress.
She looks the part. She went and got the tan skin. She got roughed up from the salt abuse. Like, she really put herself into a swimmer's body.
That'd be something.
But Lily Gladstone's going to get it because, that performance is
incredible.
Wickedly fucking powerful.
Incredible.
For such a stoic character, stoic, I have a giant fucking crush
on her. Stoyopic?
I have a huge crush on her the whole film. She is... Her sass with Leo brings all the boys to the yard for me. Like
I like when he makes her laugh.
Right? Is that OG? Is that Osage for handsome devil?
she has a way of saying so much with just a look or an expression, especially when she's getting sick.
That's acting.
Right? Like, and that's what I mean. Like that
to her sister.
That's how you know. Yeah.
For me, that's acting.
Yeah. I mean, Leo struggled next to her, which was wild. It was great to
see. Leo struggled with those prosthetic teeth.
Yeah. Sir, I like them.
I'm not thick, sir. I'm not thick.
He's just a 50-year-old man coming back from war, because that's who they were sending.
Red, white, I like them all, sir.
Martin, final thoughts?
Here's why I think it's going to Lily Gladstone. Like, it's basically her first biggest movie, and, you know, you're either going to step up or you're going to get crushed, and she's playing opposite Leonardo DiCaprio, Robert De Niro, with Martin Scorsese directing.
And stands out.
Knocks it out of the park.
Yeah, her performance stands out. She's not marred by...
She overperformed Leo, man.
Movie.
You're right.
I think she was her biggest performance was Reservoir Dogs before that, but that's it.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
What was she in Reservoir?
The show.
Reservation Dogs.
Oh, Reservation Dogs.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Reservation
yeah.
Dogs.
Which she was really
I was like,
good
is
in.
She Mr. Pink and I didn't catch it.
She's the baby.
Harvey Keitel stunt double.
Reservation Dogs, not Reservation
yeah.
Dogs.
Yeah, no, I need dogs. To watch that fucking show.
It's
good
great.
Show. It's a good it's show. Great. All there right, moving on to Best Supporting Actress. This is a good fucking category. Exactly. We got Joy Randolph Devine. Or Divine Joy Randolph.
Whatever you want.
At 103. Yeah.
Wow.
So her odds are fucking high. Yeah, no one else is even considered. They might all just wipe them.
She's winning all the awards. Like, everything she's been nominated for, right. She's winning right now.
And she's fantastic in it.
I know. I'm really excited because you know how I know her? Office Christmas Party. And
well,
she's
a security guard.
And she's fucking incredible in that
so
movie.
So funny.
She steals the show.
She's the cop in Only Murders in the Building, too.
Yeah.
Oh, see,
she
I haven't seen
hilarious.
That yet, but she's great.
Law enforcement.
She's
role.
Great.
Yeah.
Danielle Brooks at 14, Emily Blunt at 15 and a half, America Ferrera at 20, and Jodie Foster at 26. Look at the name she's up against, and she is wiping them off the floor. No
I
one
also,
else is even close. It wouldn't even be worth to bet on them because it's not going to fucking happen.
So I haven't even seen the holdovers yet, but I've been going Divine just because I've been seeing the math is adding up, right? But I would love America Ferrera to win. I would love that.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I know,
for
but
one,
I would love.
For one monologue
I really
she killed
I don't
that?
Think it's just that, though. Like, she's great the whole fucking movie.
She is, but it's not.
I think she's
kind
of playing America Ferrera, though.
Yeah. But I love him. She's great,
she stopped,
man.
She Superstore was great.
She's so underrated, I think. She's amazing. I really like her.
I'm not saying I want her to win. I just don't think she's going to win.
She's
because...
more deserving than Emily Blunt. I still don't. Nothing against.
Everybody's
nothing
more
against.
Than
not
according to the Vegas odds.
I love Emily Blunt,
listen,
but I don't
we,
get it.
We
I don't
owe
get
Emily,
that nominee.
We owe Emily Blunt and John Krasinski a huge debt for coming up with the lip sync battle. That is their
I guess.
That was their home
mean,
game that got featured on Jimmy
don't
Fallon.
Don't you think?
I think it's one of the best fucking things.
John Krasinski sold the idea of good news.
Yeah.
I think that's the dumbest thing in the world.
Was,
I hate them. I hate them both. I hate them both so
no,
much.
Wouldn't you admit that Emily Blunt's role in either of the Quiet Place movies is more deserving than this and Oppenheimer?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
right.
God.
Sure. That's my biggest thing.
But horror doesn't get nominated,
never.
Charles.
Never.
Even
never.
For its own fucking category. Even
and
for
Silence of the
makeup.
Lambs, because it's a thriller.
I'm fuck Divine. Martin, are you Divine?
I might as well. I mean, that seems to be the favorite.
There's
I,
just
I,
no
I
other way.
I don't see
to
Emily
go.
Blunt. I wasn't a big fan of that, but
yeah,
Divine.
How was Jodie Foster in NIAID?
Jodie Foster.
Like, I like Jodie Foster.
Jodie
She's
Foster
great.
Got a tan and put on a pair of black Elvis Costello glasses.
Nice.
And looks like the character. Like, you guys need to go look at the
after?
NIAID characters after.
All nice. Right.
Oh, my God. You'll be like, Jesus, they picked
this. Because Jodie's another, like, you know what I mean? Like, she's a powerhouse. Yeah,
yeah,
she's a powerhouse
that's what I
mean.
In
the like industry.
The names
dude, I'm
that,
still coming
yeah.
off of True Detective this last week.
Yeah,
they fucking killed it.
I'm
this
almost
season.
Done, and
yeah,
it's
yeah.
great so
I'm
far.
I'm excited to watch it, man. And I'm just so tired of hearing all this fucking.
The
shit
who did it?
About it.
Martin knows this. The who did it in this one
oh,
it makes you
it's
feel
great.
Great. You're
fuck
just
yeah.
like, fuck yes, that's exactly how it
I
should
can't
be.
Wait.
We're
I
just getting
wait.
Through season three now. We're almost there.
You're almost there.
Loving Mahershala.
Yeah?
He's
so
fucking
I like
awesome.
Season three.
Season two was tough.
Season two
was a little tough. I like Colin Farrell.
I like the performances. I like
come
Taylor
back here, butt fuck your father with your mother's dead corpse.
Like, Jesus Christ.
But that was, again, that was the script where I'd be like, yeah.
I'm mad
today. Yeah.
He, like was Colin, working, he was working some shit
the
out
Colin
there.
Farrell went back to his drunken Irish days
yeah.
to get that role back.
The performances
back.
Were great. The story was meh. Let's move on to Best Animated Feature. We've got, and honestly, it, for me, it could be, well, it's the top two. The rest of them are whatever. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse at
yeah,
150.
That's the only one.
Boy and the Heron at 230. Nimona at 21. Elemental at 28. And Robot Dreams at 36. Never heard of Robot Dreams.
I see
I
it being either Spider-Man
either.
Or the Boy and the Heroine.
Boy
I
and
think
the Heroine was fantastic.
Yeah, it was great.
I think
straight
there's
up.
Two...
And that's his goodbye movie, pretty much. So
they always say that.
Well, yeah.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Tarantino's
said that for a while.
Tarantino's saying the same thing right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And Tom Cruise is circling his last movie.
I heard.
So if,
well,
he, gets
they just
Cruise,
announced...
if he gets Cruise in a movie, he's not done making movies.
Well,
because there's still people beyond
he's
Cruise.
He's making the live action version of the TV show The Critic, right?
Yeah.
And they just announced...
Yeah. Like, the John Lovitz one?
Yeah.
The cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
No, that's not what they're doing.
But it's
about
seems
a movie
like it.
Film, but, like, that's
what they should do.
I was like, who? That's a deep cut.
They just
thank
announced
you.
Tom Cruise's next movie, and it's with the director of, oh, fuck.
Oh.
The one that Leo won the Oscar for.
Revenant.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's that guy.
Okay. Alejandro.
Yeah. Something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we just all agree this one's either Boy in the Heron or Spider-Man? The odds aren't even close.
Robot dreams, Jimmy.
I don't know what
robot
that is.
Dreams.
I don't know what that means.
No, I pick Spider-Man as my winner, and then if not, I would say it's between Spider-Man and the Boy for sure.
The Boy and his movies. Has he won before ever?
Who?
For Best Animated?
He's had to have.
Like, he's won every award possible other than an Oscar, I think.
Like, Studio Ghibli. Yeah.
It might be the year then.
Studio Ghibli is.
Like, Spirited Away, he did that one, I believe.
He had to have won.
I think he was nominated, but I don't know if he ever won.
Martin's doing
ones.
Some research for
us. He's definitely been nominated. I know that. And he's won all the Japanese, like, animation awards.
Wasn't, like,
ever.
What are we doing then?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's also, like, 90, isn't he? Like, yeah.
Studio Ghibli is the Disney of. Over there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They're,
other than Disney, it's them, pretty much.
I don't even think it's Disney over there, man. I think with the amount of animation studios and the amount of manga and the amount of anime that comes out of
You're probably right. Totally.
Japan and China.
Yeah.
That they're like, yeah, we'll watch it.
Yeah.
And we want to see it because it's Western culture. But when it comes to fandom, I don't think
they're
hard.
And then they made Mulan and pissed everyone off.
Right? You alienated your fucking fan
base. They just pissed everyone off with that.
Twice!
Yeah. Although, you know, it wasn't awful.
Yeah. Okay, Martin, any nominations? Anything we should be corrected on?
It looks like he got something. I'm just looking it up, but he looks like he got something for Spirited Away.
Okay. I would think so.
The most relatable one across all the checked boxes.
Yeah.
I think.
It's that in the Flying Cat, like the Flying
Howl's Moving
Castle
is just the fun one to do mushrooms and watch.
Like. Yeah.
All right. So, either Spider-Man or Boy in the Heron. I think Spider-Man's going to take it.
I do, too.
It's breaking animation norms.
Yeah.
For listener out there, if you haven't heard us talk about this before, the timing of this animation is different than almost every other animated film out there.
I just don't think it was better than the first one. And did the first one win?
I don't know.
I think it did. Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure it did.
It's just with this one, because they had so many more Spider-Men, they changed the animation. Spider-Men's. They changed the animation.
Spider-Man's.
There was counts of one, counts on the two, and counts on the three. So each character may not have been in time with each other.
The 60 Spider-Man swings at a one frame rate, right?
Exactly, right? So that's the one frame rate, which is the traditional animated Spider-Man.
That's a good point.
But then they did it with the two and the three. That technically is what makes animation great, because not anybody, but you can make an animated movie, but can you change how the animation occurs?
Can I make an argument for Boy and the Heron?
Yeah. You're the only one who's seen it.
All the backgrounds in this fucking movie could actually be pieces of art that you would hang in a museum.
Yeah.
Sure.
And it just, like, I don't know if that counts for animation, but
I think so.
But is there a friendly neighborhood heron in your movie?
There is. He's not friendly.
All his movies are stunning, though. They're beautiful. Yeah. They're like set. He animates like it's a set piece, basically.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
Martin,
it's beautiful.
Martin, the floor is yours. What are your thoughts?
Well, I like Boy and the Heron. I also like Spider-Man. It's a tough one for me.
That's a toss-up, man.
I think we're all happy that,
I think Elemental's taking
you. I love watching animated films.
I think you and
Maestro?
You and Jimmy watch them.
It's a toss-up for me. Like, I wouldn't be,
it's gonna be Maestro.
Upset if either won.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
I agree.
Like, that's a category where I feel like the winner and runner-up were in good odds either or.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. You can sleep at night with that one.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to go?
So the next one is Best Cinematography. We don't have the odds for that. They don't have it posted.
Okay.
Ouch.
So we could just argue it.
Well, okay, cinematography.
We've got
just
El Conde by Edward Lachman, Killers of the Flower Moon by Rodrigo Prieto, Maestro with Matthew Labatique, Oppenheimer with Hoyt Van Hoytema, which is just a made-up name. Poor Things with Robbie Ryan. Where do you think we're going?
Ryan's made up.
Yeah, right? That's a made-up name. That sounds like something a writer would make when they're trying to fill in a name.
Hoyt Van Hoytema is the name Christopher Nolan gave the guy he found to do his cinematography.
Oh, really?
I'm kidding. He didn't give it to him. That's his name. But, like, Hoyt and Nolan are, like, the Archie and Jughead, right?
I mean,
like, they go
Steve Hoyt.
Yeah.
I know, like, and this is the thing, like, I haven't even seen Poor Things, but I know the cinematography is awesome.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. And I know he shot some of it in film, which is cool.
Well, and it takes place over, like, they, you know, it's not actually in France, but they go to France, Greece, like, all over the place.
It's very European, but the shot angles are very, like,
beautiful.
You got the odd Dutch angle in there. It's these weird close-ups, half shots, like where she's kind of in frame and kind of out of frame. Very jarring, like how a baby would actually maneuver the world, not in a perfect linear form.
The way I am thinking, though, again, this is one where I could see Oppenheimer dominating this category. It's not like
agreement with Charles.
Yeah, the cinematography was incredible in it.
Anybody else in this category film strictly an IMAX film? Like,
Killers was amazing cinematography, too. Don't get me wrong, but this
is like if you let me and Jimmy were talking about this. If you let people cheat in sports, right? If everybody had access and funds to use IMAX, then we could really gauge cinematography.
Totally.
Right?
But because if only one's going to do it.
Right. And one's going to, and it's going to look
better.
Then
they're going to win. Yeah.
And again, Nolan's been doing this since The Dark Knight. Like, he's loved IMAX since he was been allowed to play with the format. And Oppenheimer, you're doing a movie about the atom bomb. Yeah. If there was ever a time to film,
you can't have digital David Fincher shots that are so perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you need the wide.
I think they don't have the odds on here because if you bet on it, you would literally make nothing. You would lose money.
Dude, he made the shots in the sub trial, like when they were grilling Oppenheimer in a small room, amazing.
Oh, God. Yeah. He did. That's such a good point.
And even just the way that they filmed whenever he's having his visions of the energy being like
that
the fact
cool
that,
too,
yeah, the way that they made that, right?
That's he's got to play inside that effect. Lens with all practical.
And what they're doing is they're putting wire in the water and it's putting a line of like basically visual electricity. And in that water, it gives that sparkle. That's why when it's spinning, it's literally in water, and you don't think of it because the way he films it, it looks like it's like, oh, space. But it's
I can film water with a wire and make it look like space.
Yeah.
I'm Hoyt Von Steve.
So that's an easy win then,
that's
isn't it?
That's Hoyty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hoity-toity.
Like, this is one of those categories, not to shit on anybody else. Everyone's deserving, but I do feel
how
like
do
there's
beat that?
An obvious winner.
It's not Maestro.
And I feel that the four of us are the best judges of what looks good.
Nobody knows in Hollywood better than us.
That's right. Moving on to best costume design. This is a pretty fun one.
Napoleon.
Okay, Martin, you want to start us?
We've got Barbie at 170, Poor Things at 210, Oppenheimer at 25, Napoleon at 25, and Killers at 26.
I just want to vote for Napoleon because Jimmy...
I fucking hate that movie.
Did you see it?
No, I'm not going to see that movie. There's no French in it.
The Joker's in it.
I don't see Barbie get the best costume for this one.
I don't see how it can't.
Yeah, I'm Barbie. Like, there's no, to me, there was no other real.
And they had, like.
It's going to be Napoleon.
These are all period pieces against Barbie. And Barbie's even period herself.
But no, see, again, that's exactly right. Because they had source material to work off same way all of these movies had source material to work off.
But what's harder
gave you your point.
What's harder about Barbie is I guarantee a lot of it was like, hey, no one's ever actually made this dress for a fucking human.
Nobody
Let's make
has.
This
That's
dress,
right?
right? Whereas, also, like, Killers, Napoleon, they can source. Like, there's people
there's pictures.
That you have this stuff, and they can get garments and, like, right? Like,
you have all changed my mind, because who walked all the red carpets in the Barbie dresses?
Yeah, Margot.
She wore the costume.
They literally made a book, like, made an actual visual book of the looks of
they do that
specifically Margot, but it's including all the red carpet, because was a lot of the way that they did. Well, a lot of the dresses she wore, they probably made. She didn't even wear it in the movie, so she's like, I'll wear it on the red carpet.
I think if Oppenheimer doesn't deserve to win any, it's this one.
Yeah,
that's true. You're in suits.
You're like,
nothing
lab
against,
coats.
Yeah,
like
I'm not saying
how are
that
they even
those,
nominated for this?
I'm not saying those costume directors didn't work hard.
No,
didn't
they all
spend
work hard.
Time.
They all work hard.
But I agree with you. It's like, I got to get black suits. Well,
oh, no.
Yeah. I got to get lab coats. How much of lab coats
should be in this category?
Having
it's weird.
Having
it's
talked
weird.
To a
change out Oppenheimer for a Maestro.
Yeah.
It's the same. Like it's the same thing, basically, right? Like I don't.
Well, Killian didn't need a new face to play Oppenheimer.
That's a good point.
So.
Didn't need a nose. I've talked to enough costume designers.
He's got
that
German face.
Period piece is the toughest because it's always the hardest to source, and you have to source from someone else.
Sure.
You have to source from a collector.
And funny enough,
and then you have to make inspired off of that. Where like anything contemporary, but.
Well, and Oppenheimer got shit on for one two-second scene. The American flags everyone's waving in that one scene were actually the flags from after that event happened. Remember some fan like...
Because there weren't...
There was
stars?
13 stars, and there were supposed to be so many. Yeah,
they didn't consider...
But again, It's not like that guy didn't work hard. Who the fuck would have noticed that? But someone fucking did.
That was like the Tom Cruise jacket in Top Gun last year, where he had the Taiwan issue.
Yes,
China,
right. Like, and they were like, "Whoa!"
The map
right.
in Barbie too, yeah. with the Taiwan Strait.
Yeah, like, that's right.
This
that's
is
right.
like in Watchmen right. when they had 51 stars on the star on the comedian's casket because Vietnam was named a
that's
state.
Right. That's
because
right.
They won
yeah.
the Vietnam War.
That's right.
That's cinematography.
Yeah. Yeah. That's goddamn costume design.
That's right.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
Well, in a Napoleon,
Barbie?
He's taller.
Barbie?
Yeah, Barbie.
Barbie?
Barbie.
Barbie.
There's no French Napoleon.
And we're going right to film editing?
We're going right to film editing.
Okay, so for okay. film editing, obviously Oppenheimer at 105, Anatomy of a Fall at 9, Holdovers at 15, Killers of the Flower Moon at 17, and Poor Things at 26.
I feel editing is so hard to decipher best for best because unless you're doing a real sloppy cut, where it's like this to this camera angle feels weird or this to this close up doesn't make sense. You've really got to fuck up your editing. And because the director's in the room, you know, you'd think the director would be up on stage with them for this because they get
okay.
sometimes they get more than one pass.
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah. But usually the contract is you'll get like two passes and then we'll take it the rest of the
way. But what does best editing mean exactly?
Doesn't editing affect pacing?
Yeah. Okay. So yep. there's a lot of factors. I think it's in terms of
what
has
school taught you, Charles?
I think continuity comes into a factor, I think, as well.
Okay.
Like,
what's in the scene
that's
to the next scene?
You're editing on what's called rising the action. So someone lifting up a glass, if you're editing in the cut of when they're lifting, the next cut it's gotta smoothly go. Like if
I understand
the wide shot they're like this and then it's just already at their mouth.
And there's no
cut.
Water in it suddenly.
Right. So there's
well, there
things
was
like
no
this.
Food on the plate, and then there was food on the plate. Exactly.
Martin's definitely right. Pacing is a huge factor because editing is what keeps the flow momentum kind of thing.
When
yeah.
to know to cut, when to know like
it's
hold.
Also sound, like sound editing, even though it's a separate thing, the head editor is the one also making sure that like the sound isn't blasting and then the voices are all quiet. Like that's kind of
okay.
Part
yeah,
of
yeah,
well
true. Yeah.
I'm looking.
Like, what movie did you see that there was no boring parts? Like, it felt
okay.
Yeah.
The thing.
Okay,
yeah.
That's an interesting point.
Yeah.
Anatomy of Fall can go fuck itself.
I was just going to ask you, was
the
Fall the edited
odds.
Well?
No, you don't even really see the fall.
Well,
you see,
then
what you see is
yeah.
you see the behind the back shot of him going out the window. Then it's cut to him halfway down the building, and then cut to
see that's
lame.
Bad editing.
Lame. That's bad editing. Yeah.
But what you do see in full cut though is when they do the retesting of the body falling to see how it bounces. She says it bounces one way. It bounces another
one. Oh, so this is like a JFK kind of thing.
This is a 2.5 hour long, like, crime.
2.5 hours?
But you hated it.
I absolutely hated
it. Okay, good to know.
Absolutely. I didn't get, the third act didn't give me anything. It left me,
right.
It left me questioning everything. The best character in the movie? Fucking dog. The fucking dog.
Well, that's what I've heard.
Well,
and they're letting the dog come to
the dog
show.
Is coming
yeah.
to all the award shows. If anybody out there gets a chance to meet that dog, you're the luckiest
person.
Man,
they could have a dog.
Think you could get him on the show?
Try. Diamond and the blue-eyed dog.
You know what's
yeah,
blowing up
diamond.
Right now is them taking a microphone, just putting a close-up onto a dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then them eating and stuff. We could do that.
And then we could, like, fill in what they're saying.
Yeah.
Mike,
yeah.
So, Mike, yeah. you've seen all five of these. Yeah. I think you've probably got the best opinion of it. What do you think?
I'm going to say...
Because I don't...
I'm going to say Oppenheimer because the hardest thing that they were doing in this was taking you through an incredibly boring talking head movie to a point that we all knew was going to
You know,
happen.
There's a rise.
And the way that the editing and the movie films through and rises and then plateaus and then drops suddenly for everybody, I think it's going to win.
Okay.
Just on that. Everything else is a story where inside of Oppenheimer,
yeah.
you're trying to show... what it feels like in the camera, in the pacing, in the editing.
Well, I like
process.
The editing for this because editing for the Nolan movie always does some sort of time displacement, right? Which gives it that.
Yeah, this was start to. This was
I
three
like
times.
Transition where they start at the beginning.
Yeah.
And the end. And then they're both slowly coming together.
They converge.
And also, the way.
That makes
yeah.
sense.
Yeah.
Like, that makes a lot of sense.
I didn't feel bored throughout anything.
The way they would.
Watching Oppenheimer. It was all dialogue. There was no
yeah.
action. I didn't
That's a hard thing to do.
Well, and the way they would edit in his visions, because they would show a light clearly going over Cillian Murphy as he's thinking about it, and then it would jump cut to what he's thinking. And yes, there's a sound cue there, but it was amazing how
and using the
they
right...
would transition back and forth, and it didn't take
well,
you out of
Well, and transitioning
it.
Back and forth between the same topic happening in two timelines.
Yes, yeah.
Like you're...
And then his voiceover of him explaining how he's coming to these
like Christopher Nolan's blueprint of how he wants someone to edit
Yeah.
Probably looks like the equations on the wall in the fucking studio.
I very much think you need to know pre-cal to edit a Nolan movie. I get the impression Nolan very much is the kind that I wouldn't be shocked if he develops a relationship with his editor so he's in the room with his editor.
Totally.
Well, like, and I bet you that he's got like Orson Welles type shit where you want me to make you a movie? I'm gonna make the movie then.
Yeah.
And I gotta do that in the editing room, so fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I think it's gonna be Oppenheimer.
I think that's the easiest choice. What are we moving on to next? Are we doing international?
I don't think
I've seen I haven't seen enough to comment on anything. Sound? Yeah, you know what? Best
score song. I thought we were doing
okay,
score
let's
song.
Go score yeah, song. Yeah. Let me find the odds here. We'll go with score first.
Yep.
I got Oppenheimer at 104, Killers at 1250, Poor Things at 1350, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny making its first appearance at 25.
John Williams, baby.
And American Fiction at 26.
But do you keep winning awards with the same fucking tune?
No.
If you're John Williams, you goddamn
no,
do.
No, but that's the problem, is that he has done so much work that, like, it's ingrained in your brain.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking the guy. I'll go see a concert done by John Williams, but can only come back to the well so many times before, you know, you're using the same melodies over and over and over again.
I'm okay with it.
I know you're okay with it, but does that mean it deserves a win? Or does someone like Ludwig Göransson...
This whole category is like, kind of insane.
It's a little insane.
It's the best of...
Can I also say Barbie not being nominated for best makeup and hairstyling is
fucked? It's insane.
We're talking
fucked?
Score.
Yeah. Wait, sorry.
We'll just have to throw that in.
No, we're passing it, but I just wanted to
throw
that.
We're coming back to it. We're just...
Original score, I will say, I think, Killers of the Flower Moon.
The Robbie Robertson soundtrack is fan-fucking-tastic. I've listened to it. Just the beats.
Also the
throat, indigenous drumming,
the throat singing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man, it's amazing.
Like, I love throat singing.
When you think of Oppenheimer, do you think of how great the score was?
No, but I
think it was okay, but it didn't. It wasn't Tenet.
Well, Martin, what do you think?
I don't think it's not Oppenheimer. I agree with Charles. That's the one thing I liked about Killers was the soundtrack.
Yeah, it was incredible.
The soundtrack was amazing.
That'd be worth a bet if
and
you're
like,
at home.
The way Scorsese.
And Scorsese never has a bad soundtrack in his movies.
Never.
No.
He knows how to build tension. The way he built tension with
the
throat singing and
the
drumming was so
for
good.
Like four movies. Like you've got a whole. Can You Hear Me Knockin' sequence in Casino. The whole song plays.
Because he's so good, dude.
Start to finish. The extended track with like the musical interlude for 4 minutes.
It would be a disservice to cut that song.
You know what I tell Claudia is I love that when The Departed was the It movie, that soundtrack was blowing up social. Every social would play that song. It's so funny. But he knows what he's doing. Like, that's a good filmmaker.
Do you
want
to see me piss off Shauna the fastest? Play Dropkick Murphys. Oh, her ex used to listen to that shit on repeat.
So are we all going Killers here?
I think we're all going Killers. Martin, you're good with Killers.
So let's move on to...
Well, we skipped Best Makeup, so let's go back to that for a second.
I don't know
here.
If I have that.
I think it's worth the skip, because I'm outraged Barbie. The fact that Barbie isn't in there, they're going to give it to Maestro because of his fucking nose.
Well, okay, but what why do you think Barbie deserves Best Makeup? Because I don't agree with you.
I think
makeup
it's
and hairstyling?
If I'm being honest with you, it's Society of the Snow for
me. I agree with Society of the Snow.
If it's truly about makeup... It's Society of the Snow, and there's
these
no doubt
people
in my mind.
What about Maestro?
Shut up.
It's a fucking prosthetic.
I know.
Are you wearing chin?
Do you know why Bradley Cooper did that? The same reason that they're like, but they put Gary Oldman in a fat suit, and he was Winston Churchill.
Gary Oldman played
a little person.
Bradley Cooper's done everything that he's seen everyone else do,
exactly.
But he's not as good as them. That's why
he doesn't like
get
the
award.
Bradley.
He also got to ask questions when he was a student and inside the actor's studio. I think that's what he thinks is makes him above
everyone.
Listen,
Johnny Hangover, we don't need you.
Martin, what do you think for makeup?
I mean... I have no dog in this fight for makeup. I like Barbie for makeup, but
it's not nominated.
I don't think
there's not enough makeup. It's self-tanner.
That's it for Oppenheimer. Like, what
think
the
of
fuck?
All the Barbies.
I know all the Barbies, but all the Barbies look like all the Barbies look like their characters.
But they don't all have
movies.
The
well,
same hairstyles.
They look like
no,
dolls.
They don't. If you want to say hairstyle, I get it because they're commenting on a
that's
bunch
of different
hairs. But you want to, makeup and hairstyling should not be lumped, but they're lumped.
They're
because
lumped
together. They shouldn't be. Like
they absolutely shouldn't be.
So.
But then why is Oppenheimer in makeup?
It shouldn't
be.
Because I just
that
find it
no
interesting
sense.
That Barbie is in costume design but not in makeup.
I think that's stupid.
You think they go one in the same.
Well, you do because we're dudes and we think makeup and costumes
yeah, that's
are what
true.
Women put on or majority
no,
of the
but
time.
I mean,
but like
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
I also think Poor Things deserves it too because
it's a weird horror movies don't get nominated for either
makeup
category.
In Poor Things,
I saw it. He's like, he's like a Frankenstein himself.
Yeah, exactly.
And
that's a very good point.
I'm also surprised he didn't get nominated. Again, I didn't see the movie. But I think he's amazing.
It's not.
It's not about him.
It's really not about him.
He's a facilitator.
It's about Mark and Emma.
It's about Emma and Mark. It's about Emma the whole time.
Oh yeah, it's yeah.
But everybody's great.
Let's go to best original song.
Let me find that here. Okay, got it. So for best original song, What Was I Made For is at 115 quite dominantly, and then I'm Just Ken at 5, and then The Fire Inside at 21. I'm going to butcher this. Waze Haze at 24, and It Never Went Away at 24 for American Symphony.
So American Symphony is Jean-Baptiste.
Yeah.
From, I think he was Colbert's sound music guy.
Stephen Colbert's sound. Okay.
Yeah. So it's his
Colbert.
It's his documentary about him being a composer and like
maestro.
Jean-Baptiste is like
he's a real maestro. Yeah.
He's a real fucking maestro, actually.
You're not going The Fire Inside?
Well, no, because
if they
Jimmy did stand up the other night with a ghost pepper. How about you tell us about The Fire Inside?
It made me shit and poo.
If you guys want a fun, quick, little heartfelt movie.
Check that out.
It's actually not a terrible
movie. It's a story
movie.
Of Cheetos, right?
It is, but it's specifically Flaming Hot Cheetos. That's what's interesting.
They let the janitor take a chance.
Yeah.
And again, created the best snack
for all
ever
you
made.
Know, this whole thing is complete, absolute, like, rubbish, but it's entertaining as fuck.
Okay.
But it seems like it's going to be Barbie either way.
I'm Just Ken.
I would love if
Gosling wins an Oscar of anything for that.
Can I ask you guys, do you think they're still going to give it to I'm Just Ken after all the drama that it caused before?
What was the drama it caused before?
The whole Ryan Gosling drama of him, winning, but...
Oh, getting nominated but not revoking his nomination for Greta and whatnot.
Do you think they still give it to him?
Yeah, because Greta and Margot openly came out and said, like, Ryan has nothing to do with this.
Yeah,
so
I
think
it's a good song.
Right, right.
So what's... Yeah,
and again, I think
Ryan has nothing to do with writing the song?
No.
But he has to perform it at the Oscars regardless because everyone is nominated.
Yes. So
I'm excited for that.
So here's what's going to happen. If it wins, he performs it and they come up on stage to receive it.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
And they'll bring him up.
He's going to win.
I think he's going to win.
I don't know.
Because Billie Eilish got it for Bond, which
is
fair.
That's why she's going to get it again.
That's crazy.
Ah, no. She got it.
This isn't Taylor Swift.
This isn't the Grammys. She got
one. I know, but
on to the next.
Atticus and Trent Reznor jumped ship. And have won every fucking song.
But I think, honestly, I think it's between Ryan and I wouldn't be shocked if the Throat Singers win for Killer.
That's a good call, too.
I could see them winning, too.
Well, and that's more original than just writing a track. Using different styles and different techniques.
Absolutely.
But I think no matter what, we win because we get I'm Just Ken performed.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the fact that we get I'm Just Ken regardless performed is going to be great.
Yeah,
so.
Because what was...
Like, are they performing any... They're only performing Ken, right? Are they performing other songs?
I think
Everybody that's not usually the style of the Oscars is everyone that's nominated in that category performs at one point.
What Was I Made For is the Barbie theme song, though. It's the Barbie song for the movie that was made.
No, the theme song for Barbie is Dua Lipa's. Theme song for Barbie. I think
there's too many songs.
Billy's is the one about where it's like, okay, Barbie is now going to make you cry, and now we got to get a little serious for a bit.
Totally right.
That was Billie Eilish's Barbie. Yeah. And it worked.
Man,
it definitely did it right.
That whole movie, all of those songs could have been equally
so
nominated.
Good. The Barbie soundtrack's really good if you guys haven't listened to
it. It's fantastic.
It's great.
You know what I listen to? I still listen to the Batman soundtrack when I'm driving around.
Michael Giacchino is one of the greatest.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Bat Dance.
Yeah, the Bat-toozy.
Giacchino's going to take over for when John Williams passes away. Michael Giacchino is the John Williams.
I hope so.
I'm Just Ken.
Yep.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I agree.
So are we doing, next would be best production design. Are we going with?
I think it's just best Barbie. Sound and maybe visual effects.
Yeah, we're definitely doing visual effects. Okay, let's do best sound.
Sound
I don't have a.
Best, yeah, well, I got best
Maestro.
Sound, best visual, best production. Then we're done.
There is no odds for best sound, so I'll just read them out here.
It's Maestro.
We got the creator, Maestro, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, Part 1. Oppenheimer and The Zone of Interest. And I don't even think Mission Impossible is still called Part 1.
No, they changed that.
Right?
Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning.
It's just called The Entity now.
So dumb.
Called AI Sucks. Martin, what do you think for
best AI
best sound?
I like Oppenheimer for best sound. I mean, when he's having those dreams and then when the nuclear blast goes off, like, that's fucking amazing.
How do you beat that?
I agree. Also, I think anyone that saw it in theaters, I immediately, after the big test happened, I looked at Claudia. I'm like, that won an Oscar for whatever that was.
best loud.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't stand Christopher Nolan winning for best sound. Like, when he went for best sound for Batman,
that's it. Like,
I was like, I can't
you.
Understand what the fuck Tom Hardy's saying.
Thank
like,
you.
Like, I do not hear what Tom Hardy's saying in his mask.
You
his
did.
Plane.
Everyone remembers. Yeah.
That's about it.
I was molded by it. But Oppenheimer, I think, is the first one that is justifiable for him.
Well, can you, like,
Dunkirk was a justifiable.
Dunkirk, again, Tom Hardy with a pilot's mask on. Coming in over.
But it was that's more really about funny. The fact that whenever they shot through the fucking boat, I
sure.
felt like they
that
shot
sound
exactly through a fucking
good.
Boat.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Mike. Let me ask you this. Like, if it's not Oppenheimer, what else wins? Like, what else wins best sound?
The Maestro.
Creator?
Maestro.
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 Fuck me
Bradley
now.
Going, another one?
Guys, I know we haven't seen it, but there's a 6-minute scene that he took 6 years to conduct.
What an idiot.
In a church, and apparently
it would have taken Daniel Day-Lewis 3 hours
I know.
To
I know.
Learn
We all know. We all know.
Like, do you think Daniel Day-Lewis went to the library and studied Lincoln for 6 years? Fuck no.
No, but I heard Daniel Day-Lewis is going to come back as a conductor just to make Bradley Cooper
That's
look
so
bad.
Funny. He should.
He's going to play John Williams.
Yeah,
he's here's play how you John Williams. He's going to play Danny Elfman.
A conductor people are more familiar with, I guess.
He'll play John Williams. Who's going to play Steven Spielberg?
I did hear that. There was a lot of buzz because he had a meeting with, what, Spielberg, I think, and they were out
they're,
in a
they're,
booth.
They're talking about were, something. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, so yeah. It's Oppenheimer, right?
It's Oppenheimer.
Like, it's just how it's going to be. Martin, you think the same?
Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
It's got to be Oppenheimer.
If all not, right. It's got to be Mission Impossible.
Oh, my God.
Let's do best production design, and then we'll kill it with best production.
Oh, no, visual effects.
We did best production design, didn't we?
No, we haven't done it yet.
Okay, best production design. Okay. So we got, obviously, Barbie, Killers, Napoleon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things. What do you guys think?
Barbie.
Charles, yeah.
Barbie. I think
They had a global shortage of pink paint
because of this.
I think that says it. And the fact that she actually built the dream house.
Incredible.
The car was electric. That they like that's
guys,
so
Barbie
cool.
Barbie Land was amazing.
Yeah.
The
Barbie Land
the
was a
travel
incredible.
Scene where they've got to go on a rock in a car.
Yeah.
All of those are production design.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like people
and the
moving
car,
waves back and forth.
The car actually lifted up and spun. They just sped it up in editing. But the car actually lifted up and it did a spin. So.
You could tell
because their hair's
yeah.
actually right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I love that. Like, yeah,
they
how
had a working
that?
Production design where everyone else's production design was just not.
Poor Things was
it.
Very good.
Poor Things was beautiful.
Yeah, it's very, very good. It's just, I don't think it's at the same level.
Well, and the thing too is, I think
I don't
Barbie
think it's the same task.
That's
I think
it.
Barbie had the most pressure because the toys are there. They
you
exist.
Have to build replicas.
If you don't do it right,
life size.
Right. It's like
that's
you know.
Right.
It's like when they build. I like Batman's Batcave. Like, we have an idea already of how that should look.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
And not that it's not a cool and fun job, but there's already a lot of pressure there. And I feel like with Barbie, a lot of pressure. Like, and I don't play with Barbies, but anyone that did
hundreds of millions
can identify
of girls
with it, I imagine.
Would walk
right?
in and be like, that's wrong.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Well,
no
it's
one's
like
going to say
with,
that's wrong in
it's
Oppenheimer.
It's us with nerd
right.
shit.
Right?
Yeah. It's 100%.
Like, you see how mad people are at the fucking
yeah.
Avatar series.
Like, yeah.
His costume
it's
doesn't
the
have
idea.
The right blend
it's
of
the same
blue.
Idea. You're absolutely right, Charles. Martin, what do you think?
I say Barbie.
It's going to go to Barbie. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so after best production design, we'll finish up here with best visual effects, my favorite category, and someday they're going to nominate some horror movies, but for now, it's going to be Godzilla Minus One at 195, The Creator at 2, very close, actually, Guardians 3 at 11, Napoleon at 13, and then Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 at 49.
Napoleon?
I can't I know. Shocking to me, I can't believe The Creator is this close to Godzilla Minus One.
Yeah, it's wild.
I think that's completely insane. They've got it basically even.
I also would have put
during Godzilla Minus One.
You
minute.
Did?
I did, yeah. So
you're the real monster, Mike.
But I'm assuming the whole end sequence, like when they're like,
yeah,
hey, we're going to take the fight to Godzilla.
I'm going to say
that
this.
That alone won for
it's
visual effects.
The greatest Godzilla movie ever made.
Yeah.
I'm so confident when I say that.
100%. And it's because he literally made it as a lead up to the original Godzilla, and it worked so well for that.
Martin, what's your pick? Yeah.
And did you see the crew and how excited they got when they heard they were nominated?
Yeah.
Did you see that video?
Yeah.
The whole crew was just, yeah! Yeah. It's like they did the wave.
I told you. Spielberg has seen it three times.
Jordan Peele.
I saw it twice. I get it.
Jordan Peele and Taika want to get him, and they want to do an Akira live action.
Please
with him, and he wants
do.
To do
Please.
It. Well, did you see the director of the late, like, it hasn't even come out yet, but the director of the next Godzilla versus Kong said exactly what Jimmy did. He said, I think that Godzilla Minus One might be the best Godzilla movie ever made.
It's not even close.
Yeah.
Like, and I love the new Godzilla movies that they make. I love the, I love it
I
all.
I do too.
But
I do
really
too.
Gonna love
I like
Monarch,
the show.
Then.
I like the show. The show's great. I finally
show's
watched
fantastic.
It. It's great.
Monarch's
it's great.
Dope.
Yeah.
Fucking
they did a really
dope.
Good job.
Oh, dude. There's a time element to the series that
well, yeah,
is
it's
so
with
cool.
Kurt
no, no,
White,
no, no, no.
Right?
But they use
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In
what
the
does that
eight,
mean?
8, 9, and 10 of the series. Fucking slap.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
the way they kill it off for the first season.
They also
like,
build up.
Wow,
like,
they confirmed a ton from the movies for you.
You also okay. don't expect God. Like, you know that they're going to show up, but they still do it in a way where you don't know exactly when.
You don't. That's.
And
exactly
it's
it.
So good.
Can I propose a question to you guys about this category? Is there any chance Guardians 3 takes this one?
I'm yeah. going rogue with it.
Yeah.
You're
they,
going rogue?
They
I'm going
love,
rogue with it.
They you love Marvel always wins this. It's Marvel or Star Wars that always wins this.
You think
game.
So?
I hate that
yeah.
pick.
Yeah.
Why?
No, I don't hate the pick for Guardians taking it. I don't hate it.
I think I'm just going based on upset. The fact that you've got four creatures who are 50% of the movie with, Jesus, with Bradley, with Maestro.
this is what Bradley's going to get an Oscar.
Oh, my God. And accepting the award for best visual effects as the
Rocket
raccoon
yeah.
is Bradley Cooper.
But no, but like Rocket's story is predominantly visual effects.
Yeah,
it is.
And
yeah,
the
yeah,
movie
really
is visual effects
for
because
sure.
we're telling his story. So I think that's the only reason it's got a lot of...
That might be a big
I think the reason why I'm going Godzilla is because it's the first time Godzilla's been nominated. For an Oscar, and then
it's
would
sci-fi.
Win. And
it's just inching forward to,
but it's
horror,
also the fact
actually.
That it's close. The fact that it's also kind of international too, because it's Japanese made, right? And no
yeah.
way is it Hollywood made.
That's true.
So, but no, it also too is the blend of visual and practical effects in Godzilla Minus One are unbelievable.
I agree.
Oh God,
the
I'm,
fact
I'm
that
not
use,
saying
they
I'm
still
seamless.
Do the train set, like I love that.
And
you know,
I, guys, you I'm, notice, but
it's amazing.
Happy
though.
Noticing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm a jaded asshole. I think the industry just uses this whole award season to. Like
pit prop, us against each
well,
other.
Well, pit us against each other, but to prop up themselves.
Yeah. yeah.
So for the studios that do Marvel and Star Wars, which are the premier, if you don't award them, then those companies don't get business.
Yeah.
So this isn't a
that's right.
This is a creative award.
Marvel
by
doesn't
thousands,
need the help.
Thousands of people create this award,
why,
and two people go on stage who are the studio
right.
heads of the department.
That's why
I'm
like,
accepted.
That's a good point.
If
the slave
really,
driving that goes into visual effects
not
is
great.
If
not
they
great.
Really wanted to make this a reflection of what the people think. And again, this is an outrageous statement.
Then it would
I'm
be
making,
the People's Choice Award.
And I understand.
We have that. Yeah.
But it's like Dancing with the Stars allows people to vote in whether it's texting or blah,
Do you think
blah, blah.
Those
blah.
Are accurate,
so,
though?
Even if they're
dude,
not, they're probably not.
They're used,
but at least
though,
they give
fuck
me
fuck
the
people.
Illusion
okay.
that
dude,
I have a say.
I understand.
Right?
They fuck people. I've
of
watched,
course they do.
I've watched enough seasons to be like, okay, that person.
But no one's
going to
make
go
Bradley
home,
Cooper
and they don't
win.
Go
and they don't
home.
Go
right,
that's
but again,
every reality
but
show,
again,
though.
That's the problem with getting someone who's a TikTok star go up against someone who was famous in the 80s.
But like, do you think the same
TikTok
thing...
star is going to win? Like, I'm sorry,
I'm so sure
but
the same thing.
No
has
one's
going to
make Bradley Cooper
yeah.
win over. Like,
that'd be so funny,
right?
No, but they would. You remember we got them to put Morbius in theaters twice?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Why?
Oh yeah.
Because they thought people were saying good things about it. They
Uh-oh.
Thought traction meant people want to watch this again.
Yeah, no. When we're all bitching about it, it doesn't mean that that's good publicity.
Somebody from Sony said about Madam Web that given its poor performance, there won't be another anything to do with Madam Web for at least a decade. And then comicbook.com followed up with what would we need to do to make it longer? Isn't that great?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And that's our Oscar show today.
Sorry,
there
yeah.
Go,
I think. Oh, so did everyone say their pick? So you're going Guardians,
yeah,
Mike?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Charles, what
yeah,
do you think?
Said,
I'm Godzilla minus
Godzilla,
one. All the way.
I'm Godzilla as well. Martin?
Just to piss off Jimmy, I'm going to go Napoleon.
God fucking damn it.
Vive la France!
Yeah.
I'm going to kill myself.
Vive la France!
No, Napoleon won't win anything because it's French.
Visual effects.
No, it's Ridley Scott. They don't want to give
it's
him an award for
movie,
anything.
But there's no French in it.
Yeah.
So
well, and somebody
stupid.
Told me it's more a comedy, and I was like, "What,
dude? There are scenes in it where Josephine and him are fighting, and you see that he's just a cock.
She's
going to
make a great fucking
She just
whips
him,
and
like, he's obsessed with her. Like it,
but Ridley Scott said on the press tour, like Ridley Scott openly said on the press tour that he made this to piss off French people.
Do you remember The Martian?
He did. He said that.
Well, I'm pissed off.
Well, yeah, he said it. Like,
do you remember The Martian?
I really liked The Martian.
And how The Martian was funny?
Yeah.
This is trying to be The Martian funny.
So they're making potatoes? Like they're just
sweet pissed off.
Nobody's shitting to make vegetables.
Potatoes.
But like they just try to find humor in the
weirdest
places.
Which is weird.
It shouldn't.
That's not what we asked for.
I don't find it funny when Napoleon blows the legs off of his own people with Cannonball.
Ridley Scott is not the director for that.
No.
Like that style, like making Napoleon as
Hannibal, he should be directing.
Making Napoleon as dark humor.
Space. Put Ridley Scott back in space.
Thank you.
Like,
I agree.
Like,
literally,
again,
let him float in space and make a movie.
Making Napoleon as
like
a dark
Leonard
humor.
Nimoy just floating into space.
It could be funny and it could work as a dark humor Napoleon. I think it could work.
There are
with the right filmmaker and writer.
But
Ridley Scott?
Dude,
no.
The guy made Gladiator. You go into this being like epic war pick. The trailer music was like
epic war pick.
Was epic war pick with yeah, right?
Yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne singing in the trailer and then you hang on. What was that, Martin?
He's trying to chase that gladiator high, but it's not happening.
It's not happening.
Yeah. And now he has somebody else doing Gladiator 2, and you can tell he's upset about it.
Russell Crowe's
been
quoted.
Somebody else doing Aliens, and he's upset about it.
Crowe's been quoted being like, I should get paid to just not be in that movie for how many times people have
asked me about that fucking movie.
Yeah. I don't know anything. I'm not there. I'm not invited.
He died.
Like,
why would he be in it?
It's not about Maximus. It's about his fucking... It's about the son of Napoleon. It's about the son of Joaquin's character.
Oh, it's Caesar's kid or whatever?
It's Joaquin's character's kid.
Napoleon.
Well, now I don't care. Napoleon.
That's who it's about. It's not about anybody. Anyway.
So who is Ridley Scott? Who is Russell Crowe playing in it then?
Nothing.
No. You're a fucker.
So, listener, thank you for tuning in to our new yearly event.
If we've pissed you off this episode, good.
We were gunning for you the whole time.
Bradley Cooper, clean sweep.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to let you go to our voicemail line in the show notes.
You should put one of these sheets for
them
up there.
I'll put the link up
so you can fill them out at home if you'd like. Send them in to us. We
want
to check out what you guys think.
If you want them to, if you want to be a part of this stuff, goldderby.com is where I got everything for the Oscars. I set up an account. You can bet there. You can make your own online predictions. You can print all the
forms. Officially
a
part of the Academy.
I'm officially adjacent to the Academy. I'm in the back lane of the Academy.
Academy adjacent.
I'm not.
You're an AJ.
I'm not against being like, can we get some screeners to help vote? Like,
he's part of the Comigory.
Right? Yeah.
Best biopic. It's the first category we're sponsoring.
Commonopic.
Commonopathy.
But yeah, check out the show notes. The link for these two pieces of paper that we've recorded everything on will be in there as well. Send us your voicemail, what you think, what you agree, what you disagree, what your picks are. We'll play them on an upcoming episode of the show. If you're from Winnipeg, we would love to engage with our community in such a fashion. Don't worry. You don't have to say your last name. You just have to hit the link. I had Jimmy tested the other day. And got a lovely "fuck you, Michael" message, which just made me go, "It's that easy."
It's that
fuck
it
you,
took
Michael.
Me 2 seconds. You just record your message, you hit send, and that's it.
You can send in a funny screen name if you want. Like
you can use a fake name, whatever
fake
you want to do.
We just want to hear from you.
We would love to hear your opinions.
Hide behind whatever you need to hide. Because
we're just you. We're the same as you. We're watching these things with
Napoleon
you.
For
oh, yeah.
Skinner.
Yeah.
God,
or like, you know, when we can't figure out Olivia Colman's name, that's where you get
that's
to
where
in.
You come in.
That's your part of the show, listener.
Oh, I'm going to put together my Nerdies lists very probably this week. So
sweet.
We can
it'll be
that.
Out by January.
Yeah. It'll be 2025.
2024 will be up. 2025. Just stay a year behind.
You know what? I think that might be my thing.
Yeah.
Is that
just be a year behind.
So everyone will be like, you just nailed that joke so well at that time.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Taking you back in a time loop. If this is your first time listening to the show, thank you for listening all the way through. Easiest way to support us is subscribe. Hit us up on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. YouTube, you watch us. Instagram, Facebook, you can stay tuned to us. And subscribe to whatever podcast platform you're listening to us on. Follow, like, subscribe, whatever it is. It's free, it's easy, but if you want to support the show in any financial methods, you can donate to the cause or buy our merch. We got cool, fun stuff. We now have zip-up fleeces.
Hey.
Yeah.
You want them zip?
Buy a skateboard.
We don't have them anymore.
They're sold out.
We sold out the skateboards?
We switched vendors.
We've
been with Spreadshirt for a while now, and they have awesome shit. Cool. They've got
hoverboards.
Yeah, that's why.
We got drones now.
We moved from Back to the Future 1 to Back to the Future 2.
You could buy an Apache helicopter.
Yeah.
We did get a box of spinners.
A5 yeah. Warthog.
That's yeah. actually a great idea, Martin.
Do you want to bring right? spinners back? Are spinners coming back?
Maybe.
Yeah. We have a box of them. Beanie Babies.
Point is,
condoms.
We would love your support.
Blue Chews.
Blue Chew, we'd love you to sponsor the show.
What are your Oscar picks, Blue Chew?
Yeah, let us know.
What are your rock hard Oscar picks?
Maestro.
Blue Chew, Michael, the sponsor.
God, I want a rock hard moment of the show. Sponsored
someday.
By.
The rock hard moment of the
Please,
Oscars.
Please, just pay for
soon.
One show and just make us feel hard. Happy. Like, you sponsor Kevin Smith. You can sponsor us. I know what he pulls in on his YouTube
We
stream.
Love
like,
Vanessa Kirby.
We do.
The Vanessa Kirby rock hard Blue Chew moment
oh
of the
God.
Show.
The rock hard moment of Vanessa Kirby goes to.
I've been Michael.
I've been Charles.
How you doing?
And in Vancouver.
Blue Chews, I'm still waiting for my order. I heard it was backlogged, so I'm expecting it next week. If you could please give me an update, that'd be lovely.
Watch all the movies, listener.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Did you guys know the Bradley?
Oh, if you have any problems, dial information. Thank you for calling.